From traveller tinsmithing to sea curragh making, from Winteridge in the Burren to the mid-Kerry Biddy, a new list has been compiled of Irish cultural practices. The list gives official state recognition to a substantial number of activities, the aim being to promote and protect them. Christhor McCarg is director of the National Folklore Collection at UCD. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Can you give us a flavour of the activities and the practices on this list? Because some are widespread and others then are very particular to particular areas.
Well, the one you mentioned at the top there, the Winteridge in the Burren, is a good example of a regional custom, if you like, a practice that's linked to a particular place. And that's very unique. And it's the work of the Burren Bio, of course, working with farmers there who've preserved and drawn attention to the value of this, you know, very diverse activity. Then you get things like performances, like the mid-Kerry Biddy Boys. That would have been formerly more widespread, but it's still very strong in West Kerry. And that clearly is very, very old. So many of these practices are quite ancient, such as the Biddy Boys. Curraghs, indeed, there's a huge variety of curraghs. There's about 12 different curragh types on the west coast alone. Four of, or five of those in Donegal itself, for instance. You have the Boyne Curragh, the River Coracle. So each region in some ways has its own particular cultural features. Others are more general.
Mm-hmm. And are some of these practices, some of the practices on the list, would it be fair to describe them as endangered?
Well, for certain. I mean, tinsmithing is a good example of that. That would have been a craft that was much more general in Ireland. And there's only a handful left. I was very fortunate to get two beautifully made mugs, tin mugs made by Tom MacDonald here in Dublin. His daughter presented them to the collection. We're really delighted to get those because, again, this is something that's in danger of slipping away from us.
A list like this, it's a nice talking point, but what difference does it make?
Well, firstly, it raises awareness and more generally among the population about this. And that's something that we can all be proud of, you know, that there's a distinctiveness about certain cultural practices and so on in Ireland. It also provides support for those practitioners themselves because it's an acknowledgement, if you like, we're cherishing those practices and acknowledging them as being unique. So it also, I think, encourages a greater respect among us for and brings to our attention features that perhaps we might just look at and like looking at the Burren and thinking how nice, but there's so much more to learn.
Just finally on this, I know, and I remember we talked about it at the time, there's a UNESCO international list, and I think Hurling and Illan Piping were put on it a few months back, and I remember we spoke about it at the time. Would the hope be that some more of these practices will make their way onto that list?
Yes, that's a possibility. It's this, I guess, could be considered a first step in that direction. But it's a big, big task to get them onto that international list. And I think the Department of Culture, Heritage, and Gaeltacht will have its priorities and will perhaps take one or two objects, perhaps the harp, certain other objects that are very, very clearly and distinctively Irish, and perhaps run with those. But that's a much longer process. But this is a very good first step for so many of these practices.
Christhor McCarrig, thank you for coming in to us this morning. It's 9 minutes to 8.